But when I started taking drugs, I started out with marijuana, but then I lit on to hallucinogenic drugs. Because I do a lot of artwork myself, I started exploring all the creative possibilities that I could think of in hallucinogenics. The strange thing, and probably the most evident thing I found, is that the key word in this question that they're asking about creative productivity is how much work you can really produce. You may have a lot of thoughts in your head. I had a lot of really great ideas for new kind of art forms that I devised in my head, but I have nothing actually there. It's still rambling around in the back of my head somewhere, and it hasn't really gone down my arms and come out to my fingers. Now when I'm on LSD, psychedelic drugs like that, and I start drawing, sooner or later my hands start shaking and the pen falls right out of my hand. That's really a bummer, because you can't do anything like that. You can't get anything accomplished if all it is in your head. Because the role of an artist is to present what's in his head to the public. Some kind of creative faculty that he has. And if it's just inside your body, and the other people can't see it, it's worthless.